The new Westminster Police Department is mourning the on-the-job death of a police officer in Burnaby. Burnaby RCMP Const. Shailen Yong died after being stabbed October 18 during an altercation when accompanying a City of Burnaby Parks employee, who was conducting outreach at a homeless camp in a Burnaby park. At the time of Yang's murder, two new West police officers were in Ontario to honour two South Simcoe police officers who were killed on the job, said new Westminster Police Department Chief Const. Dave Jansen said. He said he met with all staff that were on duty at the time of Yang's death and discussed supports that are available to staff if needed. It's just incredibly sad, he said. Jansen said the incident has not prompted any changes to NWPD policies at this time. He said police officers' training is always being re-evaluated, so it would be adapted if it's determined that anything needs to be done differently. The idea that there's a routine call is, I think, becoming more and more evident to everyone in the community that there's no such thing as a routine call, he said. Jansen said the city takes the lead on the majority of calls related to homelessness. If there was some risk or some criminality that became known, then city staff would connect with our team and we would make a determination if it should be a police officer going there instead or going in accompaniment, he said. I will say, in the short term we have offered to the city to have some officers available to them, if their staff deem it appropriate and they feel a little bit more comfortable having a uniformed police officer there. Jansen said the NWPD formerly had an officer working as a vulnerable person's liaison officer, but it was an unfunded position and was created by moving resources around within the department. When that officer retired from the NWPD earlier this year, the position was not filled. In the immediate aftermath of last week's fatal stabbing, Jansen said the NWPD's civilian staff offered to take on work from Burnaby staff if they needed to grieve. Plainclothes members who normally work in specialty squads put on their uniforms and went out in the road in case Burnaby needed some assistance in responding to calls. Some of our support staff did go to Burnaby to assist at that time. We also had some uniformed members, that are part of some of our integrated teams, that were also up in Burnaby providing support, he said. As is amazing in policing, everybody steps up, and they had lots of support in other areas, too. We didn't deploy any more resources than that, but we certainly offered up that support to Burnaby. Jansen said the NWPD also reached out to City Hall and offered the support of its critical incident team staff members for city employees who do similar types of work to what was being done when Yang and a Parks employee attended Broadway Park. Nothing compares to what the Yang family is going through, the RCMP, he said, but it does have a ripple effect throughout the community. Jansen reached out to the BCRCMP and to the Burnaby RCMP detachment to offer condolences on behalf of the police department and the community. The new Westminster Police Department's flag has been lowered and members are wearing a memorial ribbon on their uniform. Both will continue until after Yang's funeral, which will be attended by a large contingent of New West police officers. The Record has reached out to the City of New Westminster for comment. More to come.